The hub-and-spoke treatment program brought international attention to how Vermont was addressing the opioid crisis. In the hub-and-spoke model, nearly 10,000 patients are supposed to visit treatment centers every day to pick up their medicine and receive face-to-face support. But in these days of social distancing, that model no longer works. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at some of the changes the hub-and-spoke program has gone through during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Paula DeLubick has some pretty strong feelings about the treatment she's received at the Brattleboro Retreat's hub-and-spoke program.
I tell you, my sobriety means a lot to me. I was sick for, I'm 50 years old now, and I've been an addict since I was 14. And this place saved my life. And I just really enjoy this. Without this program, I'd be lost. So the retreat has been a big part of my life and a big part of my sobriety. I get teared up a little bit, but...
DeLubick lives in Wardsboro, and for the past year, she's been driving the 30 miles or so down to the Brattleboro Retreat every day to receive the medication that helps her battle her opioid use disorder. The retreat has limited its in-person counseling due to the new coronavirus, and most patients are now taking home a few weeks' worth of medicine at a time. DeLubick says she can handle taking her medicine at home, but she says it's hard not being able to meet with her counselor.
I just hope this virus goes away soon, you know, so I could get back into things here. Because, like, this is the only support that I have. You know, I with my addiction, I put my family through an awful lot. And I don't get much support at home. This is the only support that I have, and I miss it.
We really are inventing a whole different way of working.
Kurt White runs the Hub and Spoke treatment program at the retreat.
We are literally meeting every day about it to try to figure out better and better ways of being in touch and supporting folks. But it is a significant challenge.
Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, the federal government had tight restrictions on how medication was distributed at treatment centers. For the most part, patients had to come in every day to get their doses. The feds eased those restrictions in March to recognize the stay-at-home orders many states were adopting. They now allow patients to go home with 2 to 4 weeks' worth of medicine. White says more than 90% of the patients who used to come in every day are now going home with a few weeks' worth of medicine. But he says conducting counseling sessions via teleconferences and phone calls can be challenging. And he worries about his patients relapsing.
I'm worried that with the significantly increased stress that everyone is under, especially if you have several other difficulties like struggling with poverty or now all of a sudden a different kind of child care and you're homeschooling your kids, that turning to using substances now is something that... is going to be, I think, a major challenge for folks to stay away from.
The addiction medicine the patients receive can be sold or abused, so doctors have to evaluate who can take home the extra doses. Vermont has 9 hub sites, and more than 9,000 patients are enrolled in the Hub and Spoke program. And Tony Folland, who's with the Department of Health, said it's not always clear which patients can best handle the new distribution strategies.
We've historically had people coming in 7 days a week who were highly unstable to make sure that every day we could make sure that they were safe and that they were taking their medicine. But we made those choices, and the doctors made those choices to say we have to juggle the benefits of treatment and the risks of potentially bad things happening with their medicine versus the risk of disease transmission by having people come in every day.
Fallon says it's too early to see if the new procedures or the stress brought on by the public health crisis will lead to an increase in overdose deaths. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.
And this disclosure that the Brattleboro Retreat is a VPR underwriter.